Hey, it's your girl Dani Ray, and welcome to Real Talk with Dani Ray. So glad that you're here. So glad that you're tuned in. Make sure that you share this with a family member or a friend. Follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Dani Ray. Or if you have any topics, suggestions, would like to leave your feedback, tips, or comments, you can send an email to realtalkwithdaniray@gmail.com. If you haven't done so, make sure you're following me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can download the free Anchor app. Make me one of your favorites, and when you do, it'll allow you to leave me voice messages. So if you would like to share your thoughts and opinions about any of my podcasts, please do so, and I can share them right here on any of my episodes. My question for you today, family, is what is your love language? Do you know what it is? Do you understand it? It took me a minute to figure out my own, because I really didn't know that a love language really existed. You know, and it's just, you know, it's just something that you really, you don't hear about it all the time. It's not really talked about. But this book that came out really caught my eye. And of course, it's the book by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts, which was a number one New York Times bestseller. And the book was given to me as a gift, and I actually did not read it right away. But I decided one day when I really didn't have, you know, anything to do that day, so I'm going to go ahead and pick up this book. And let me tell you, it opened my eyes to a lot of things. And even though the book is based on, again, between this is written as if it's between you and your partner, it opened my eyes for myself individually. It helped me to really, really dig deep. So today is part one, and I'm just going to speak about three of these love languages. And Gary Chapman has made quite a few suggestions about things that you can do if your partner's love language is a particular one. Well, I'll read those suggestions as it is, but my approach to this is that I'm going to switch it up for you to dig deep within yourself. So there's five love languages. It's words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch. I'm going to talk about the first three. Love language number one, words of affirmation. And excuse me if I paused when I was telling you what the love languages are, because honestly, people just don't understand what it means to have someone speak positively to you or tell you that you're doing a great job or tell you that you've done so well in certain things that you deserve reward in the end. Words are important. Gary Chapman states, and I quote, "Verbal compliments or words of appreciation are powerful communicators of love. They are best expressed in simple, straightforward statements of affirmation. Now, some of the examples that he gave are, you look sharp in that suit. Do you ever look hot in that dress? Wow. I really like how you're always on time to pick me up at work. I love how you are so responsible. I feel like I can count on you. What about you? Have you ever looked in the mirror and told yourself, how good do you look? Have you asked yourself that? Have you said to yourself, man, I really do look great. I do look great in this dress. I do like making it to work on time. I love being responsible. Not only can I just count on anybody, I can count on myself. So some of the suggestions that he wrote, and pardon me, you're going to hear some pages turning. They actually were pretty good. And I'm just going to choose just a couple of them, which I think would be applicable to figuring out what your love language is, if it's words of affirmation. What he says is, now remember, this is based on having a partner. To remind yourself that words of affirmation is your spouse's primary love language, print the following on a 3x5 card and put it on a mirror or other place where you will see it daily. And the words that they ask you to print on those cards are, words are important. Why don't you do that? Get those index cards. Even get you some sticky notes. Put it on the mirror in your bathroom, in your bedroom. Put them on the wall. Put them everywhere. Put them in every single room of your home so that you can see it every day that words are important. Next, he says, for 1 week, keep a written record of all the words of affirmation you give your spouse each day. You do it. Write down every affirmation that you say to yourself every single day. Do it. Write it down. But remember, keep a positive mindset when you do, because what you're doing is encouraging yourself. You're being kind to yourself, but you are also expressing yourself in a totally different way that you may not even be used to. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not used to that. And I wasn't used to hearing words of affirmation every single day. Another suggestion that he made was, write a love letter, a love paragraph, or a love sentence to your spouse and give it quietly or with fanfare. You may someday find your love letter tucked away in some special place because, again, words are important. Have you ever written a letter to yourself? Today, I want you to grab a piece of paper and do it. Write a love letter to yourself. Tell yourself, you say, self, I love you. I love you so much. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm willing. I'm trying. I'm doing this. I deserve this. I want this. I want that. I want God too. And when you do, put it away. And check maybe back in 3 months, 6 months, I don't care however long it takes. Go back to it within that time frame to even see, you know, the changes you may have made from when you wrote that letter until you looked at it again. And lastly, he says, look at your spouse's strengths and tell her how much you appreciate those strengths. Chances are she will work hard to live up to her reputation. What are your strengths? Have you figured out what your strengths are? Have you figured them out? And I don't know. I think I do know what my strengths are, but sometimes I go back and forth with it because I also know what my weaknesses are. And sometimes the weaknesses can overpower your strength. But of course, it's up to you to figure out what your strength is so that your weakness doesn't take over. The next love language number two, is quality time. And I know we all love to spend quality time with someone. However, what about spending quality time with yourself? Have you ever taken the time to say, hey, you know what? I am going to do this for myself and I am going to enjoy my time. So, if the love language is quality time, one of the suggestions that are made by Gary Chapman, take a walk together through the old neighborhood where one of you grew up. Ask questions about your spouse's childhood. Ask, what are the fun memories of your childhood? And then you can also ask, what was the most painful about your childhood? Ask yourself those questions. What are the fun memories of your childhood? What are some of the good things that you do remember as a child? And yes, it does ask, what was the most painful about your childhood? Think about it and dig deep into it. Figure out what that pain was. Because, you know, honestly, the painful things that happened to you in your childhood can really affect you in your adulthood. So ask yourself those questions. Again, get a piece of paper, get a journal, a napkin, something. Just write it down. Put it on paper and actually look at it. Figure it out. Again, dig deep. Dig so deep that you can't even dig any more deeper than you've already tried. Next is, think of an activity your spouse enjoys, but which brings a little pleasure to you, such as NASCAR, browsing in flea markets, working out. Tell your spouse that you are trying to broaden your horizons and would like to join him in this activity sometime this month. Set a date and give it your best effort. What is it that you like to do mostly that makes you happy? Is it working out? Or as a woman, is it going to the spa or getting your nails and your feet and your hair done? Or, you know, even going shopping? Or fellas, is it working out? Or, you know, do you like going to the movies? Do you like shopping? I mean, just anything that you know you enjoy that makes you happy, that you can do alone, by yourself, no one else. This is the time for you to focus on you. Focus on you. Plan a weekend getaway just for the two of you sometime within the next 6 months. Be sure it's a weekend when you won't have to call the office or have a commitment with your kids if you have any. Focus on relaxing together, doing what one or both of you enjoy. plan the weekend getaway for yourself. To be honest with you, I know quite a few people that actually love traveling alone. They love traveling by themselves. And, you know, and I asked, why do you like traveling alone? And they said, because I don't have to be responsible for anybody. All I'm responsible for is myself. I can get up and go as I please. If I decide I want to sleep in, I can sleep in with no interruption. I can go anywhere I want to go, no attachments. So I get it. And I think it's such a great idea. You know, even if you are married, take some time for yourself. Get away. It really helps. And again, you have that time to just focus and relax and enjoy the things that you love to do. And so the last love language that I'm going to speak on today is love language number 3, receiving gifts. And we all love gifts. I know I do. And I love surprises as well. So here's a couple things that Gary Chapman talked about if your love language is receiving gifts. Here's one that actually sticks out. I do like this one because I've actually done it. Let nature be your guide. The next time you take a walk through the neighborhood, keep your eyes open for a gift for your spouse. It may be a stone, a stick, or a feather. You may even attach special meaning to your natural gift. For example, a smooth stone may symbolize your marriage with many of the rough places now polished. A feather, may symbolize how your spouse is the wind beneath your wings. Now, taking a walk through nature, I love it. I mean, it's so peaceful. If you haven't done it, I suggest it. I recommend it. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. But I actually have taken a walk through the park and I've just looked around and I was just in awe of the scenery. And it's like every time that I go, I always find something new. I find something different. I have actually picked up a stone and I've taken it back and actually, you know, set it on my nightstand or set it on my dresser as a symbolization of, you know, nature, the outside. Also a symbolization of possibly my strength. I mean, yeah, I really did. I have found a feather before. Even as it says, a feather may symbolize how your spouse is the wind beneath your wings. When I think about that, it's just not particularly about the spouse. Man, it's a God thing. It's truly a God thing. Because you have to think, too, everything we see, especially nature, it was all created by God. It really was. So to just be in that element, to just be in his presence, yes, that feather can represent the wind beneath my wings. It is God just being there and his love and his grace and his mercy just flying all around me. It could go a little deeper than that, but I'll move on. The next one that I like to point out, and I'll make this my last one. It says, give your spouse a book and agree to read it for yourself. Then offer to discuss together a chapter each week. Don't choose a book that you want him or her to read. Choose a book on a topic in which you know your spouse has interest. Sex, football, needlework, money management, child rearing, religion, backpacking. When was the last time that you really picked up a book for yourself? And how did, depending on the book that it was, for instance, if it was a self-help book, how did you apply those things in the self-help book to your life? Or if it was a nonfiction book, you know, have you thought about, you know, what would happen if what happened in the story was real? I mean, there's so many questions that you can ask, but again, when was the last time that you really picked up a book and you read it and you thought about it and you just said, wow, like, that's really interesting, or I can definitely relate, or I feel that. So I'm going to stop right there because that's the first three love languages. But I hope that you really enjoyed this one today. I've been saying that I was going to touch on it for a minute now. And I think that this would be super helpful to those that are really trying to figure out what their love language is. Again, I recommend going to get the book. It is very helpful in marriages, in relationships. And again, like I said, you know, just read it for yourself if you're single. Please do. Again, I have truly learned that you cannot love someone else until you learn how to love yourself first. So make sure that you take some time today, if you will, to really dig deep within yourself. Look in the mirror, ask yourself that question. Who am I? Thank you. We'll see you soon for part two. Hey, family. I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening to my podcast for today. I really hope that you enjoyed it because I know that I did, and I'm already looking forward to doing part two. But I just wanted to take a moment to give a shout out to my entrepreneurs of the week. The first person that I want to shout out to is my brother in Christ, Mr. Craig Davis. He has his very own custom hats business. And let me tell you something, the hats by themselves have so much swag. I mean, he had a sister looking real good on Mother's Day, okay? So make sure that you head right on over to Instagram right now and support this brother. Again, his page is 2255 Custom Hats. The next person that I want to give a shout out to is my 313 homegirl, my sister, my friend, my sister in Christ, Miss Kiana Howell. She is a therapist, an author, and a speaker. And she just released her brand new book, Help Me, I'm Hurting, which is available now on Amazon. And I can't forget, she's also released a new t-shirt line called Empowered to Heal. You can follow her on Instagram at empoweredtoheal_LLC. Please, 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 whatever you do, make sure that you support our entrepreneurs because they work day in and day out to make sure that you have the best. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.